This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. All of us have seen the severe wildfires that are spreading throughout Turkey. And it's something that's very alarming and very concerning for all of us, because Turkey has a very special place in the hearts of all the Muslims around the world. But is this just, you know, a natural disaster, or is it something much deeper than that? When you look at some of the, you know, news reports, you know, some are just saying that, you know, the very hot weather, you know, people are outside barbecuing, maybe they left some their charcoal and the coals, and the fire just spread. But other people are saying perhaps it's arson. Someone meant to do this, to cause harm to Turkey. And this also is very possible. When you look at many of the Western, even Eastern governments, unfortunately, many of them are against Turkey. When you see Turkey now has become a powerhouse, and they want to get rid of Erdogan. They don't want him to be the president anymore. They don't want Turkey to be this powerhouse, self-sufficient, not depending on any other countries. I mean, what they've become, it's absolutely amazing. So they don't want Turkey to have this status. They don't want any Muslim country to have this type of status and this type of power. And that's why Biden was very clear when he said that he will remove Erdogan from power. And they realized, obviously, you know, how he came to power. One of the ways was making the Turkish economy very strong. So they want to attack their economy. Now, this is a political thing. But these are some of the theories that are being mentioned out there. They're saying especially, and this I want you to pay attention to, they're saying especially because if you see where the fires are happening, most of it, it's around the resorts in the tourist area. For example, in Antalya. So they're saying that these areas are, you know, it's going to make the tourists, the ones who are there, make them leave. The ones who are coming, not come. Therefore, it harms the Turkish economy. So therefore, they say someone might be behind it. And this is very possible, as we said. However, as Muslims, we're always taught, when we look into the Quran, into the Sunnah, the teachings of our beloved Prophet ﷺ, the verses in the Quran, we're taught to reflect and to look into these events even deeper and ask, is it just a natural disaster? Is it someone trying to attack the Turkish economy? Or is it a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just to the Turks, but to all of the Muslims around the world to return to Allah? The fact that it's near these resorts, like we mentioned in Antalya, who are the people coming to these resorts? It's the place of the Germans and the Russians who lay on the beaches naked, getting drunk day and night. Is this something that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a Muslim country? Just like what happened to the Muslims in Indonesia, when Allah sent the tsunami and destroyed places like Bali, where evil things were happening as well. These type of events, what's meant by it, is for the Muslims to be reminded and to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give examples from everyday life to remind his companions of the hereafter. He asked them about the fire of this life. He said, do you think the fire of this life is anything like the fire of the hereafter? He said that it's ashadd sawad min al-qar. He said that it's more black than al-qar, meaning, you know, like the tar that we use to put down on the asphalt on the streets. And he said that it's only a portion, meaning the fire of this life, it's only a portion of the fire of the hereafter, which is 60 plus times more. Another narration, as we all know, 70 times more. All throughout the Quran and the Sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warn us about the hellfire. Allah told us in Surah Al-Layl, فَأَنذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى, that I have warned you about the blazing fire. And Allah told us in Surah Al-Muddathir in verses 35 to 38, إِنَّهَا لَإِحْدَى الْكُبَرِ, that indeed the fire is one of the greatest afflictions. نَذِيرٌ لِلْبَشَرِ, that it is a warning to mankind. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمَ أَوْ يَتَأَخَّرُ, that whoever chooses from you to go forward, meaning going forward doing good deeds, أَوْ يَتَأَخَّرُ, that he remains behind, meaning committing sins. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the verse which comes after that, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينًا, that every soul will have that which is retained, meaning that it will be responsible for everything that it's done. even this extreme heat wave that we're going through all around the world, this is also a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the hellfire. We're in the studio now, oh man, and it's very, very hot. I can tell you, everyone's complaining about the heat, but this is a reminder about the heat of Nar of Jahannam. This came in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was narrated in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, that the Nar, the fire, the hellfire complained to its Lord that parts of the fire were consuming each other. In the Arabic, يَأْكُلْ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا, that they're eating each other. And the fire, that's how intense it is. So Allah gave the fire permission to exhale twice. Once in the winter and once in the summer. Twice a year. Once in the winter and once in the summer. The Prophet ﷺ, so he said, what you find from the extreme heat, this is from what is coming from Jahannam. And what you find from the extreme cold, this is the Zamharir, the extreme cold that you're finding, which is coming from Jahannam as well. So the extreme heat, just like the extreme cold, all of these are tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are reminders for us to return to Him. In one of our upcoming courses, we're going to go into detail in the topic that no one wants to talk about, which is the description of the hellfire. And before that, we're going to mention what happens at the time of death, what happens to the ruh, what happens to the soul, what happens when we're put into our grave, the description of Jannah, and then the description of the hellfire. If anyone's interested in registering in this course or the other courses that we have coming up, inshallah ta'ala, you can send us an email in the email listed in the description box below. These fires, as we see in the videos and the pictures that are spreading, and the people, you know, running from their resorts, running for safety, running for cover, it reminds us of the reality of the fire of the hereafter. It reminds us of the reality of how all the people will be gathered in one spot to be judged.